He didn't draw long. When Susanna saw him nodding over his pad in the orange glare of the fading sunset, she took it from his unprotesting fingers, bedded him down in the back of the cart, propped level with the front end on a convenient boulder jutting from the ground, covered him with hides, and kissed his cheek. Sleepily, Patrick reached up and touched the sore below her own cheek. She winced, then held steady at his gentle touch. The sore had clotted over again, but it throbbed painfully. Even smiling hurt her these days. The hand fell away, and Patrick slept. The stars had come out. Roland was looking raptly up at them.
"What do you see?"
she asked him. "What do you see?" he asked in turn. She looked at the brightening celestial landscape.
"Well," she said, "there's Old Star and Old Mother, but they seem to have moved west. And that there, oh my goodness!"
She placed her hands on his stubbly cheeks. He never seemed to grow an actual beard, only a bristly scruff, and turned it.
"That wasn't there, back when we left from the Western Sea. I know it wasn't. That one's in our world, Roland. We call it the Big Dipper."
He nodded. "And once, according to the oldest books in my father's library, it was in the sky of our world as well. Lydia's Dipper, it was called. And now here it is again." He turned to her, smiling. "Another sign of life and renewal. How the Crimson King must hate to look up from his entrapment and see it riding the sky again." 6. Not long after, Susanna slept and dreamed.